This is Pulse 95. Keeping it local.
Keeping it local. All day, every day.
Pulse 95.
Heart of Sharjah.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Kalam Astro. Dear listeners from across the cosmos, welcome back to another fascinating episode of your favourite Kalam Astro Space talk show. Right, so the time is 7 p.m. now, and this is Earth Standard Time in the UAE, so I would encourage you, all of you, to stay tuned and don't even think about going anywhere, because I have a line of exciting discussions about space and the Holy Quran with you guys, since we're in the holy month of Ramadan. So we will be talking about the amazing Holy Quran and how is it, let's say, connected to the Holy Quran. And we've discussed this a few times in the previous episodes, how we find fascinating evidence in science and then we relate it to the Holy Quran. And right, so yeah, exciting stuff to talk about, loads and loads of exciting topics. And definitely one of the most interesting topics that we will be talking about tonight is the extraterrestrial life. And yes, we could be discussing alien existence in this episode on Kalam Astro. So don't go anywhere and stay tuned. Do not change the radio waves. Keep it right here on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. I hope you're all ready for our amazing, amazing journey about space, which is related to space. And we, as always, in this holy, amazing holy month of Ramadan, we will be connecting all of the space information to the Holy Quran and see how they are both related. Right, so our main highlight for tonight is extraterrestrial life. Now, what is extraterrestrial life? To put it in a very, very simple way, extraterrestrial life is life that is not from planet Earth. It is alien life. Now, it is reasonable that planets rather like ours exist, and that life might evolve there also. And yes, I do believe in that, because we, as I said, cannot possibly be the only ones in the universe who have or potentially have life. Now, so far, no one has found evidence of extraterrestrial life, though it is possible that life once existed on Mars, and scientists are working very, very hard when it comes to that, because searches have been made for many signals for extraterrestrial life forms. However, not yet, no signals have been received. And do not forget, you guys, we've also talked before on Kalam Astro about the golden record, which holds lots of Earth information in hopes that one day an alien civilization can catch the golden record to know more and more about us. Now, we always have to think about aliens and how would they look like, or probably do they need the similar life resources that we need on Earth for human beings? That is still remains as a mystery, and that's why the term alien means it's unknown to us. So shouldn't we change our thoughts about aliens? Well, they might not need conditions like Earth. Probably yes and probably no. So we don't know whether there are aliens or not, but there are also so many planets in the universe. And as I said, some say more planets than all the grains of sand on Earth, that many scientists think it's worth looking, and they exist because the universe is vast. It's always vast. So I would say, let's think about how aliens look like, because we usually have this idea of big alien heads with big black eyes and green bodies as for aliens, right? So, but I still don't think they look that way, because there are at least 100 billion planets in our galaxy alone, and at least 20% of them could be habitable and could have aliens, and probably each planet might have different aliens who look a bit different, right? Or extraterrestrial life would be different. So even if a tiny fraction of those planets, or less than 1% of 1%, evolved life, there would still be tens of thousands of planets with aliens in our vicinity, with different, probably, forms, right? With different forms. Yeah, that's the right word for it, with different forms. So there are still be so many aliens that we don't know. I wonder who actually created this alien, the typical alien image of a big green head and black eyes. Anyways, we still don't know, but we're still working very, very hard to find life on other planets. When it comes to scientists, of course, they're working very, very hard to find extraterrestrial life out there. Text me on 4215. Let me know if you guys believe in aliens or you don't, or do you believe in extraterrestrial life and believe that Earth is not the only place that could potentially hold life. Right, yes, that's 4215. Text me, let me know what you guys think. I would love to read your messages. And yeah, we can engage together in conversation and see what do you guys think. And do you guys think the same way I do? Because I believe that aliens exist and extraterrestrial life is true. More coming up on Kalam Astro, so don't go anywhere and do not change your radio waves. Keep it right here on Pulse 95.
Talk about radio.
Talk about radio.
It's Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nwemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Now, let's start off and be quick about it, because I do not want to waste anyone's time. Right, so as we sit here, let's start contemplating about the wonders of the universe. And it's definitely wonderful, because this actually aligns with the spiritual journey that we are actually having in the holy month of Ramadan currently. Because fasting during this time, honestly, it does provide us a unique opportunity, not only for spiritual reflection, but to admire the vast expanse of the cosmos that we are part of. We are part of this amazing universe. So it's not just about being spiritual or having a spiritual reflection about your fasting or praying, but it also has a part in the holy month where you can contemplate and see and think about the wonders of this universe. And this brings us to our fascinating topic for tonight, which is the main highlight, and it is extraterrestrial life. Yes, that's true. Now, can you imagine? Let's imagine for a second. Out there in the endless universe, there might be other life forms observing a starry sky. Just like us. Sounds fascinating, doesn't it? Like, think about it. If you're looking at the sky now, someone probably out there in the universe also, they're also looking at the universe, which is something quite interesting. Now, in our quest for knowledge, scientists have actually been, let's say, rigorously searching for alien life, and that was for the past decades, of course, and they're still working on that. Now, for me, as a person, I do believe in the existence of aliens, as always. And that's because the universe is so immeasurably vast. That's what we always say, and it's very rich. And that idea or thought of Earth being the only planet that supports life kind of seems impossible. And we did discuss this a lot of times. Remember when we talked about planet Kepler, which is an exoplanet that may potentially hold life? So there might be other planets than Earth that could have life. Now, certain moons of Jupiter and Saturn also, like Europa, they have subsurface oceans and potential geothermal vents, and these could have, or let's say, are considered plausible habitats for alien life, so why not, right? Yet interestingly, now Islam also have been a step ahead of us, as always, a step ahead of science, because some interpretations of the Holy Quran do suggest the existence of extraterrestrial life, and that could be true. Now this could have science and spirituality all together, and this actually creates a fascinating topic to discuss. Now, some scholars do permit the belief in the existence of extraterrestrial life, or the existence of life on other planets based on one's judgment, of course. But then again, you guys need to hold on to your hats, because our journey does not stop here. After this short break, we will delve deeper into how the Holy Quran describes the existence of extraterrestrial life. So keep your radios humming and your minds open as we set our course for the stars. Don't go anywhere and keep it here on Pulse 95.
This
is
Pulse.
Pulse
95.
95.
It's a Sharjah story.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro for all the space explorers and space lovers. I hope that you guys had a wonderful iftar, as it's the holy month. I'm sure everyone is just enjoying a, let's say, delectable sorts, all sorts of delectable foods on their table, and everyone just had fun, and we filled up all of our stomachs at the moment. All right. So going back to the topic and our discussion for tonight, well, we're discussing extraterrestrial life and the possibility of aliens probably existing in another world, or other people or other creatures living outside planet Earth, because as we mentioned, we cannot possibly say that on Earth only is the only planet in this vast universe, is the only planet that's got life or can potentially hold life, right? So I'm sure the universe is vast, and I'm sure that extraterrestrial life is out there somewhere. So someone else is living there as well. Right, so as we cast our eyes towards the farthest reaches of the cosmos, we have to have a look towards our faith and the magnificent Holy Quran. Because, can you believe it? Now, centuries ago, while mankind was actually regarding the stars with mere curiosity, let's say, the Holy Quran was describing life beyond our world. And again, yes, this is amazing, because the Quran was revealed 1,400 years ago, and there's evidence of extraterrestrial life in the Holy Quran. And this amazement was when in 1960, a person named Frank Drake conducted the first modern search of extraterrestrial intelligence, which is SETI experiment. However, the Quran had surpassed our quest for understanding by more than 1,400 years, to be more specific. And this is where we can find it in Surat al-Shura, verse 29, in chapter 42. I will begin reading the verse in Arabic first, and then we will read it in English. Now, the verse in Arabic says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض وما بث فيهما من دابة وهو على جمعهم إذ يشاء قدير. In English translation, the verse says, Among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the living creatures that he has scattered through them. Again, I repeat, the living creatures that he has scattered through them. And when we say them, the ayah refers to the heavens and earth. Right, now take a moment to marvel at the implications of this verse, because the Quran uses the word dab, which means in English living creatures, which inhabit both land and space. Moreover, the verse also implies a day when we earthlings may in fact make contact with these space dwelling creatures. Well, doesn't that give you a chill running down your spine, to be honest? This is so fascinating. And definitely, it's intertwined with our faith and the magnificent spectacles of the Holy Quran, which not only acknowledges extraterrestrial life, but also indicates our destined contact with them. So there might be aliens out there, and one day we might be able to reach out for them. I swear, it's a fantastic time to be alive, to be honest. Because if you think about it, and we stand at the principle of such grand cosmic realizations, and they're related to the Holy Quran, as space explorers, this gives a 100% acknowledgement to the Quran's prophecies and, yeah, the verses, to be honest. And yet, the thirst for these thrilling cosmic discoveries are not quenched yet. Right, stay tuned, because we still have more to talk about. Coming up next, we will be talking about a very interesting topic about the moon. Now, there's a possibility of the moon shrinking, and that might be a problem for us. Stay tuned and don't go anywhere. Keep it right here on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95 with a story to tell.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome again to Kalam Astro, dear listeners and space lovers. Now, we've been talking about extraterrestrial life and how is it related to the Holy Quran, and I must say we are definitely, and all of us are definitely fascinated how the Holy Quran is always a step ahead of science, because extraterrestrial life was proven in the Holy Quran, and that was in Surah Al-Shura, verse number 29, chapter 42, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the living creatures that he has scattered through them. And when we say them, we mean the heavens and earth. And when we talk about heavens, we talk about the vast universe. And this gives us evidence that 1,400 years ago, the Holy Quran has actually proving that there might be other life or other lives than our blue planet on Earth that could potentially be there. And yes, aliens might exist. Aliens might exist. And I do like that, to be honest. Now, as we finished up our discussions about extraterrestrial life and how the Holy Quran is connected to it, let's direct our gaze towards the moon. But now, this is not going to be an old chant about the moon, because did you guys know that the moon is actually shrinking day by day? Yes, it is. That's right. The moon is becoming like a balloon, or it is like a balloon, and it's losing air really, really slow. Now, of course, it's not exactly deflating. I'm not saying that it's like a balloon that deflates, but because the moon's interior is cooling down, it's causing the surface to contract, and a bit like how a grape shrinks into a raisin, you can say, to give it a bit of a small explanation. Now, this process is making the moon shrink, and this is actually at a rate of 45 meters or more than 100 feet every few hundred million years. So basically, the moon is getting smaller. I don't like this piece of information, because you know me, as a mooniac, a person who loves the moon, I do not want the moon shrinking. I want it to grow even more and more big. Right, I know that doesn't actually sound like much, but this shrinking is actually causing significant changes on the lunar surface, and researchers have actually suggested that this slow but steady decrease in the size might be creating landslides and quakes near the lunar south pole. And that's a mere coincidence or not, definitely that's the area where NASA plans to put the astronauts in the future. So I don't know about NASA, they might be probably changing their plans not to have any astronauts go in a place on the south pole where quakes might happen. That will be too dangerous for the future astronauts. Right now, the moon surface is kind of like loose, dry, and there's dust, of course, and these are perfect conditions for the landslides to happen if the moon is shaken or an earthquake happens. So that would be very, very dangerous. So the upshot is quakes on the moon, or moonquakes as they're called, can be rather dramatic. So we don't want any astronauts going anywhere near the south pole. I hope NASA changes their minds and to just go anywhere, go to the north pole, don't go to the south pole, because researchers do suggest there is going to be landslides and moonquakes because of this moon shrinking, that's decreasing the size of the moon day by day. And that's going to be very, very sad and very scary. Well, let's make the most of the moon then, and just keep looking at the moon before it keeps shrinking more and more. But I think it would take lots of time and lots of years. Well, I think this information is crucial, because as we make plans of permanent outposts of future moon landings, it's very, very important to consider the stability or the instability of the lunar landscape for the safety of the astronauts. That was a very sad piece of information about the moon, of it shrinking in size slowly. Thankfully, it's shrinking slowly, not too fast, so we still have time to look at the moon. So as we look at the moon, we shall not change the radio waves and keep them right here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
It's a Shasha story.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
As we come to our final segment of Kalam Astro, I must thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for tuning in and well, spending your Ramadan night with me here on Kalam Astro. I thank everyone who was, who kept the radio waves on Pulse 95 and were actually tuning in to Kalam Astro to listen to my, well, let's say, very messy discussions about space and our conversations about how the Holy Quran was connected or is connected to space. And I must say that was much and much of a fun discussion to have. I just love Ramadan, right? Ramadan is so much fun when you talk about something spiritual and, well, connected to science. That would be very, very interesting, and I'm glad that all of you are actually enjoying this. And I thank everyone who has texted us on 4215 to give us their thoughts and ideas and what they think about Kalam Astro and our amazing discussions. Right, so let's give a quick wrap up on what we've talked about. Definitely we've talked about the possibility of alien existence. We talked about how aliens might look like, and I'm sure all of us agree that aliens would not only have one form of big green heads and big black eyes and stuff. There might be other aliens who are having different shapes or forms or body forms. That's what we've agreed upon as we had our discussion about the possibility of the existence of aliens. We also discussed what extraterrestrial life is and the possibility of life being out there in the universe, not only on our beautiful blue planet Earth. We talked about how so many planets, just like planet Kepler, which also shows that there was a possibility of life there. We also talked about extraterrestrial life. How is it mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Shura, which is verse number 22 on chapter 42. And we were amazed how the Holy Quran, which dates back to 1,400 years, has come a step ahead of science to explain how that there might be extraterrestrial life or aliens existing in the vast universe. And we also talked about the sad news of the moon shrinking. Yes, the moon is shrinking sadly, and in future there might be moonquakes. We don't call it earthquakes. Yes, moonquakes and landslides on the South Pole. And sadly, NASA's actually planning to send astronauts to the South Pole, and I think NASA will be changing their plans to have the astronauts go elsewhere but the South Pole, as the possibility of the moonquakes happening in the moon will be on the South Pole. So yeah, that was a very, very sad piece of information of the moon going small and decreasing in size, because we love the moon big and bright as always. Well, that's a wrap up and a farewell to Kalam Astro, and hopefully I get to meet you guys next time again. We will be having more interesting space discussions in the future, so always stay tuned with me on Kalam Astro every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. Do not forget, so mark your calendars and be always with me here, and always stay on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95. Pulse 95.
Keeping it local, all day, every day.